Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Today, we're going to be discussing building the lifestyle of your dreams. Everyone talks about wanting to live their dream, and I have very little doubt that we all deeply desire to live a life where we wake up, right, and we're thrilled to be alive and we're doing what we want to do. Now, what we very often fail to realize is that in many instances, it's really the little things that we do on a daily basis that accumulate to our one day waking up and living our dream. When we are trying to live our best life, we very often get lost in the bigger picture and get fixated on sort of the big and exciting things, and we miss out on the little seemingly irrelevant daily habits that are very essential to building our dream life. So in this podcast episode, I want to talk about the importance of paying attention to the lifestyle we live and assuring that this lifestyle is in alignment with our vision. I want to talk about some of the barriers and the pitfalls in building the lifestyle of our dreams. And finally, how to align our lifestyle, our daily living with our dreams to assure that we create the best possible life, one that aligns with our vision, brings us happiness, fulfillment, joy, and inner peace. Now to begin, we are always creating our life. We create our life whether we realize it or not in each moment. Now, because all that truly exists is this present moment, so in truth, the future doesn't really exist or the past outside of an idea or a memory or a fantasy or our imagination. So when we get fully present and we practice present moment awareness, we are able to connect to future present moments because all moments are really here right now. Now, this is a little bit mind-bending, but do what you can to try to expand your mind to understand this concept because it's very important when it comes to manifesting our vision. Now, technically, there really is no such thing as the future because when the future comes, it's not going to be the future, it's going to be now. So to create the future moments, or the future vision of the dreams that we want to imagine that idea or that experience, that moment, we want to imagine it now, but also be in this present moment as well. So in essence, the key to manifesting future present moments that we ideally want is to be in this moment now fully present in the moment, and at the same time, we're also anticipating future moments without minimizing, escaping, or exchanging the joy of this moment, the now, for another moment in the future. And this is considered the sweet spot of manifestation, of manifesting. It's basically being fully here in the now, fully embracing our present moment experience as we also move toward, anticipate, and prepare for our future moments, our future manifestations. So on some level, the future moment that we are all anticipating, like I mentioned, is already here now. So when we imagine a future moment, by imagining it in our minds, seeing it with our mind's eye, feeling the emotions of what it would be like to be in that moment, and then surrendering to the flow of the universe in this moment, it'll just be a matter of time before that future moment that we have in our idea or in our minds, which as mentioned is just in our imagination, will become part of our present moment reality. Now, furthermore, the moment we are in today is essentially a moment that at one point in time in the past, we dreamed of, right? So in essence, we're living in a imagined moment of the past. Perhaps we did this in childhood or even unconsciously. Nevertheless, it is a moment of our creating. We created this moment, and thus the life we live today was something that only at one point only existed in our minds. From this, we can see that we will eventually be living in a moment that is currently residing in our imagination. And this is why it's so important to pay attention to what you want to create and imagine it with our creative imagination. And this is the power of our creative imagination. It gives us the ability to think of and ultimately manifest future present moments, and we can just translate this to creating the dream that we want to create. So the first step of building a life of our dreams is to accept the fundamental fact that this moment is all there is, all that is right now, and in this moment, we can begin to live as if we are already living our dream. In fact, it's this very ability to act as if and live as if we are already living our dream that will manifest our dream effectively and bring it into our reality at the quickest possible time. So this acting as if, when we do act as if, which includes believing that our dreams are real, it includes removing barriers and resistances, including beliefs of lack, defense mechanisms, as well as removing fear, which only adds more resistance. When we do get out of the way, in essence, we align ourselves with the frequency of our ideal life. So when we do align with this frequency sends out to the universe, it tells the universe that we are already living our dream, and as a result of that, this frequency matches the frequency of our ideal life, and then the universe just brings us our dream in the shortest possible time, because in essence, it's mirroring back the frequency that we are sending out. So our main intention and goal that we want to do is to get into alignment with our ideal life, with our dream. When we are in alignment with our dream, it's like we are getting into the river, which then will eventually lead to the ocean, right? All rivers lead to oceans, and our job is to get into that river and get into the flow of the river, and then that'll eventually lead to the ocean. So the river is metaphorically the moment, and when I surrender to the moment, the flow of life in this moment will naturally carry me to my vision, which is the ocean in the metaphor. So in each moment of our day, we want to ask ourselves, who am I being? All right, who am I showing up to life as? Is what I am doing, is it aligning with, and is this lifestyle that I have, or the choices that I'm making, right, the thoughts that I'm thinking, the feelings that I'm having, are they bringing me more or less into alignment with the vision that I have, with the dream that I'm trying to build? Now, if the answer is no, if I'm doing things that are not in alignment, then we want to have a follow-up question with, okay, well, what could I do instead of this action in order to bring me into alignment? Now, eventually, if I keep making choices in each moment to be present and align with things that bring me closer to my highest vision, eventually my entire day will become, my entire lifestyle will become one that is in alignment with my highest vision. Now, the universe is always guiding us. It's giving us signals. And if we have a vision, which essentially is telling the universe what we want to create, it's going to give us directions on what to do. It has a better perspective of our life and what we need to do in order to create this vision. So if it decides, if it tells us, hey, we're doing something that's in alignment with our dream, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel in the flow. It's going to feel calm, peaceful. We're going to be excited. We're going to be confident, self-assured, happy. These are all signs that we are in alignment. Now, if we are out of alignment, we're going to feel sad, confused, self-doubting, ashamed, feeling unworthy, resentful, and guilty. So how do we know if the decisions, the actions, or the choices we're making are in alignment? If we feel good, you know, ultimately, if we feel negative, ashamed, feeling guilty or unworthy or shameful, then ultimately the choices we are making are not in alignment with the vision that we want to create. Now, the more things that we do that bring us into alignment, the happier we will be, the more in the flow of life we will be. Now, when we are in the flow of life, in this the journey, in essence itself, towards our manifestation becomes easier, and it becomes more just lighthearted. You feel like I mentioned, you feel really good, you feel better. Now, we care less about trying to do it and realize that all things happen by itself if we allow it to, if we let go and surrender to this flow. And this is really where the magic happens, that is essentially the sweet spot of manifestation, like I mentioned a little bit earlier. Essentially, what you're doing is you feel good as you go towards your goals and your vision, but you also realize that the journey itself is enjoyable because you know you'll eventually get there, and you can just be at peace with the journey as well, realizing there's so much to learn and do and grow along the journey, and the journey is very much as important, if not more important, than the final destination. And there's just a confidence knowing that this flow, you are fully supported, and you can sort of let yourself be at peace with the journey, even if the manifestation hasn't necessarily shown up in your life yet. So in life, there's a rule, there's a law, and it's essentially the law of attraction, in that you attract what you are in life. So in other words, your consciousness, your sense of self, your energy, your frequency, your thoughts, your beliefs, that's going to attract certain things, certain situations, and ultimately it's going to attract people with those similar things. So if we want to live a certain life, we want to live a certain dream, we must work on becoming the person, refining our character, and becoming the person who is in this dream, who's living this type of dream. We want to essentially do things that the type of person who is living this dream would do. So as you look at your day, as you look at your schedule, as you look at your lifestyle, and as you sort of plan out how you want that to look, my suggestion is to ask yourself, what kind of person will this lifestyle, these actions, these behaviors, these intentions turn me into? Are the choices I'm making, are they aligning me with someone who's living the dream and the life that I want to create? Am I becoming more of who I was meant to be? Once I identify and then show up to life as this person, it will only be a matter of time until we wake up in the morning, and essentially we wake up into a life that we could have only imagined at one point, but ultimately is now our manifestation, is our dream. So now let's talk about some of the typical barriers to building a lifestyle of our dream. Firstly, when we are not present. So when we are not present, we are not connected to other present moments, like I mentioned, to other timelines or potential timelines, and essentially it takes us out of alignment with the flow, and like I mentioned several times, that flow is going to lead us to the dream. So if we're not present, we're really not living our life, we're not ourselves, we're not authentic, we're not aligned, and as a result of that, we're not going to find a way to flow into the dream, into the manifestation that we're trying to create. Next is our belief system, or not believing that it's possible. Beliefs essentially offer, or negative core beliefs, I should say, offer resistance to our manifestation and essentially send out a negative energy that repels us from allowing our dreams to show up. In addition, beliefs about what is possible, if we have a hard time just even imagining possible timelines or ideas, or if we have a struggle to even conjure up a fantasy or imagine a possible future that is exciting to us, it's gonna limit us, because our creative imagination is part of what creates this future, this vision. So when we have a hard time, when we resist allowing ourselves to imagine our future timelines, in essence, we're not gonna be able to plant the seed in the universe, and as a result of that, the universe is not gonna be able to co-create with us. Next are fears, specifically fears of letting go and surrender. So when we have a hard time letting go and surrendering, we're not trusting, right? We're not having faith in the universe and its ability to create, which by sending out that frequency of not trusting and not surrendering, not letting go, in essence, we're saying that the universe can't. And as a result of that, it won't, and it will push away our dream. So fear in general offers resistance, because fear comes from the ego, and the ego very much struggles to let go. And when we operate out of ego, out of fear, it makes it very difficult to surrender to the universe. And ultimately, the only way we can manifest and attract our dreams is by getting out of our fears, overcoming them, not identifying with ego, and then fully surrendering. The next is not feeling in control of one's day. Let's say we feel like our day is set in stone, we've made commitments, and we cannot change our life. So when we feel like our life is set and there's just no way to change the life that we've built, we've already made previous commitments to other people, to our family, to even ourselves. Maybe our certain habits are too strong, we don't feel like we have control over our day. When this is the case, we definitely feel like a victim, and we're not gonna necessarily take the necessary actions to slowly shift our moment-to-moment lifestyle, and therefore our life. And we're not gonna be able to shift out of the, let's say, timelines or lifestyle that no longer serve us. So we first have to realize that we are not victims, and just because our entire life overall is not aligned, we can take small steps, most notably our perspectives, we can change our beliefs, that's all internal work, we can change our reactions, we can change our perspective, and ultimately align those things with our vision, and slowly but surely our entire lifestyle will change. Next is not taking responsibility for asserting oneself in one's life or one's schedule. This is similar to one I mentioned earlier. It's feeling like a victim. You know, it's feeling like, let's say you were too old, or we're too stuck, or we can't take back our schedule. Essentially these are excuses from building a lifestyle of our dreams. You know, obviously it may not be easy at first. And while we can't just decide one day, oh, let me just shift my entire schedule or my entire lifestyle in this moment, we can take small steps, and we can spend each very particular present moment. And if we shift this present moment, which will then shift the next present moment, eventually we are able to pivot our entire lifestyle, our entire day, into alignment with our dreams. Next is fearing being alone or abandoned. This is similar to having wounds of childhood. You know, if we have these wounds and we're gonna have a hard time being vulnerable, opening up, we'll have a hard time standing out and being different, being a fear of rejection, let's say, or being judged. So in essence, if we are conforming, right? If we're conforming to the way everyone else is doing things, what we're doing is we're neglecting our personality, our personal needs, our individuality, and in essence, we're failing to show up as our authentic self, which by not doing that, we're hindering our ability to do the things we need to do that are in our own personal interest in each moment to align our lifestyle with our dream, which in many instances, most people are not going to like, but because that's going to usually trigger their inability to stand out and to risk being judged or rejected. Next is mindlessly living, meaning not living mindfully, and then lacking intentional actions. So when we are sort of just going about our day lacklusterly, we're not taking responsibility for each moment, we aren't intentional with our moments, we're not intentional with our day, and we really get pulled in any direction, every direction that our impulses lead us. Anybody who sounds like a leader or sounds like they are confident will just go in that direction, and we're really not being self-led. We're not taking control of the intention of our life. And this creates directionless living, and we get fragmented, we get pulled in all different directions, and ultimately we're not fully aligning our life and our energies with our macro vision, and as a result of that, it'll create a lot of resistance and difficulty of being able to sort of build that lifestyle of our dream. And finally, not connected to our emotions or our intuition. Our intuition essentially is our guide. It sees things that we cannot see. It knows what we need more than we do. So when we cannot communicate, we don't listen to or disconnected from our intuition, which by the way, connects to us in very many different methods. Sometimes it's our images, sometimes a hunch, sometimes a feeling. When we're not connected to our intuition, we're not able to listen to the inner guidance system that essentially is giving us instructions in each present moment on what we need to do to get into alignment with our present moment self and ultimately with our higher self and our vision. So to conclude, you know, when we get caught up in the big things of life, right? When we think of a manifestation, we think of all the grandiose, grandeur things we want to create for our life. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's definitely a large portion of why, of what we're trying to create. But we cannot forget the micro. We cannot forget the small daily, minute-to-minute habits that are in reality a large portion of how we're going to be able to live our dreams. So when we do get caught up in the big things, which like I mentioned are very important, we often miss the little things in life that are vital. We want to sort of balance the micro view of our life as well as the macro. So the vision, but also our daily schedule, our daily lifestyle. The micro, right, this lifestyle and the moment-to-moment choices, and then have that balance with the sort of vision or idea of the timeline we want to live in our imagination. So we want to check in continuously to assure that the two are aligning. The more we can align our daily lifestyle with our vision, and the more we sort of refine our vision, but also refine our lifestyle and bring ourselves into alignment with and assure that these two are fully aligned, as well as we fully aligned with our vision and are fully present, then it's just a matter of time before we are quite literally waking up in the morning and realizing that the life we are living is the life that at one point in time we could have only dreamt of, which is truly magical and truly just something incredible to experience. So I know this podcast is a little bit out there, a little bit complex, and my suggestion is to take it with a grain of salt. The main thing here is that we want to understand that our choices can bring us closer or farther away from a vision. Now, if we do not have a vision for our life, definitely check out the episode where I talk about manifesting your vision. Begin with that. But once you have the vision, which is the macro, like I mentioned, now we want to pay attention to the minute-to-minute, moment-to-moment lifestyle choices that we are making, because our small lifestyle choices that we are making in this moment are bringing us more into alignment with that vision, and ultimately it will simply be a matter of time before that vision is our reality. So thank you all so very much for joining me for today's episode. Until next time, all the best.